Kennedy Malloy Catch-Up Podcast means you can take the show with you anywhere. Secure your financial future with Lucraft Super, putting members first since 1978. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au/changingjobs. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Friday. Bang! I love Fridays. The Friday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Mickey, Jane, happy Friday.
Here we go.
I think everyone's happy Friday.
Oh, it's been a tough week.
Yes,
I think it's
has
fair
been.
To say. Good on you, Australia, for getting through it. Go home, get on the couch, knock the top off a couple, and heave a huge sigh, and maybe we can all turn this round soon. But good on
maybe
you.
Maybe we can.
Big stories coming down the pike today. We're going to examine last night's AFL clash, the first of the year and possibly the last.
Oh, you think so? It could be the last?
I'm not sure it'll be the last, but I think their days are numbered.
Yeah, no, it's not looking good for any sport in this country, in the world, in fact. And, of course, we are going to coronavirus look at everything.
We are,
indeed. It's still going on.
And we're going
to as they say, it's very fluid, Mick.
Yes, that's right. It's very, very fluid on the ground. We will take all your calls. We don't care what they're about. Just tell us about your experiences. Call us from anywhere around the big brown land. And we like to know, take the temperature out there in the electorate. See how you go. Cloud of the week.
Oh, yes, it's back.
It's not all doom and gloom. Cloud of the week.
It's not.
And it's going to be kicked off today by our old mate OJ Simpson. He'll be leading the charge. What else? Club COVID-19 is open for business. There's a couple of new insertions.
Yes, that's excellent to hear. And, apart from Clown of the Week, we're going to talk with somebody who, as far as the music world goes, is so right on the pulse. It's Michael Gudinski.
Oh, yes.
Everything has changed. There's so much drama amongst all the performers, musicians, live theatre, everything. Yep. So we'll find out what the lay of the land is with Gudinski.
And Lawrence Mooney is on call and
how's
coming
Moon
in.
Man
and I
going?
Can't
I'd
wait.
Love
well,
to see.
We don't see him as often as we used to. It used
we
to be
don't,
great.
Unfortunately.
It used to be a Wednesday treat.
Yeah.
We'll have weekend review. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. But let's start at the top. I'm still coming down after a massive win for the Tigers last night.
Right. Well, congratulations to the Richmond Tigers who won last night.
That's right. And I feel they should stop it now.
Oh, well, we know why.
Oh, because you're on top.
Then you win the
Premiership. Oh. Team that's on top of the table.
Like? What's it like as a massive fan of all sport, but your beloved Tigers playing last night? What was it like just seeing no crowds there, no crowd cheers, having to put up with the commentators and their take
on everything?
It's hard
for them to get up and energise, isn't it? Do you know what? I'll take it over nothing. I will. And I mean, the football was still great.
Yes. Rated well,
but it's just lifting the skirts a bit on what it is. So there's no surf up. There's there's no energy that used to otherwise exist with colour
that's
and movement. Also, too, going to the footy for me is the village green. It's the experience. It's a cultural centre.
Yep. With your
it's
people.
Like a meeting place.
Yep. It's where community.
It's where it's to me, in Melbourne in particular, the MCG is the heart and soul of the beating heart of that town.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's what a lot of people can relate to, Mickey, and why people are so devastated with NRL, with everything, with soccer, A-League, with everything that's not going to be on. That's the part they miss, the community aspect.
Mm. However, but being at home and watching on the couch or wherever you watch it from, you're still in this time. Football gives us great joy. So,
are you still thinking of going to the football as a media person?
I do.
Oh, yes,
I do. That's what I do. Well, so I'm like, you know, I'm
like
the old late Lou Richards. I'm as important a commentator of the game.
Okay.
Hey, about this? I'm going to say this to all codes. One coronavirus positive test, Gonski.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
why? And there's a real chance these games will be over in 3 or 4 weeks, I'd say. That's where it's heading.
But at least they had a go and at least they made a decision to put the game on.
Players had a tick in the box and good on them for doing it. I like it a lot. Mm. Hey, we've done something. I don't want to bring it. We hate being too doom and gloom about this whole coronavirus because we know you like to come in and forget about it for a minute. We have put together our Kennedy Malloy stimulus package. And it's our stimulus package, and we're going to give these away. And we've got KO packages, Netflix packages, fuel and Uber Eats packages. They're all vouchers.
That's all you need to the when value you're in of $100.
You can choose which one you want.
Yeah, we'll
give them out to callers along the way.
That's
something
awesome
to help you out, a little chop out as you sit at home and
somebody
go about
to binge
your
Netflix. I can do that, or I want to Uber. And,
that's awesome.
I mean, you can hibernate for a year.
Yes.
If you,
that's
if you win enough. You got Uber Eats, you got everything. So, you can self-isolate. What can you do? Yes,
hey,
that's a good one.
Jane, you know, yesterday on the show, we talked about self-isolating. I said, who would you choose to self-isolate with? And I've been thinking about this.
Well, you've been wrecking your brain, have you? I've been thinking a million.
I've just been going through it and weighing up all the pros and cons.
All right.
Nigella Lawson.
Why?
Okay, that's very interesting.
Like, everything covered. You know what I mean?
Like, okay, so Nigella. She's like, it's a win-win.
She's at the top of the list right now.
Okay.
Nigella, and she's single too, Mick.
She's single?
Yes, very single.
Cook and hubba bubba.
She has the most beautiful décolletage I've ever seen in my life.
I don't think you can say that on the radio.
I think you can.
There you go. And look, the only other thing I'll mention before we get into it too is we've had to suspend trading on the Deadpool.
Yeah.
We just feel.
Because it's why it's happening too quick.
Yeah, it's happening too quick. We can't keep up and we can't lay odds. The only bets we'll keep taking is on people under 50 because we feel that's more
under 50, yeah. Because that's more part of the game.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Because it is. They're wild cards, as
that's
you
right.
say.
I'll tell you what, Jane, later in the show, you might try and ring some of our older, what do you call them, national treasures. Mm. Just to check in and make sure they're okay.
If I'm ever called a effing national treasure, then it's time to get out of showbiz.
All right. I'll bear that in mind when we come back. Jane, Clown of the Week, it's chock-a-block.
We're here thanks to Luca of Super.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Now it's time for this.
There are many contenders.
Shove a sock down a throat.
Defecating on streets.
He's gone to sleep.
But can't always be this guy.
Knock, knock, may I come in?
Who will be...
Clown, the complete clown.
Clown of the Week.
Sellmycar.com.au. Cash for your car, fast.
I tell you what, a good time to cash up. Go sell your car, sell
cash
car.
Up. Yeah. Cash is
up.
King.
Cash
That's
in. It. Yeah. It's a good time to do it. Thank you guys for sponsoring our segment. Okay, here we go. Let's start at the top with one of the most outrageous characters of the last 100 years, and he's still at it. O.J. Simpson, for saying he'd go crazy if golf clubs are shut down. Have a listen.
Well, we've got to finish our round of golf today. They said they were going to close, and on the golf course, guys aren't that close to each other. What they did today, they gave everybody single golf carts, and they told you not to take the pin out, and I don't take the pin out anyway. I'm just saying, and if you do close them, you better open up some insane asylum, get me a bed, because I know if I can't play golf for the next month, I'm going to go crazy. I'm just saying. Take care.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, take care, everyone.
Because you don't get that close to other golfers when you're playing golf. Actually, I'll tell you when you do get close. When you're stabbing someone to death.
Yeah. He's the juice.
No craziness in your history, is there? What is wrong with
that? Did we hear that there was 50 cases overnight in Brisbane, for example? I mean, it's just so contagious to get.
Yes. No, that's right.
I mean, come on. Or in Queensland, I meant to say.
I would still go
Brisbane.
On a golf trip with him, though.
You would?
I reckon it'd be good value on a golf trip.
Why?
Just fun.
I'm not sure.
Really?
Good after dark action.
No, I'm not sure.
He's pretty entertaining,
Watch
I have to
back.
Say.
All right. What else,
All right,
Jane?
Now, I would like to clown the return Aussie traveller, Tim.
Tim, stop ringing the bell.
Okay. He told Channel 9 news reporter Mackenzie Colohan something interesting what he'd do with his spare time now he was self-isolating.
Yeah, just going to lock myself in and just punch some cones for a couple of days.
Wow.
Well, that's a good plan. It's a solid
you might
plan.
As well. Netflix and punch a cone.
There it is.
That's what I'm telling my children.
Okay.
I'm not to anybody who's going to ring up.
There's your homeschooling looked after.
Hey, that's true.
I'm nominating your mate, Sam Neill.
Sam Neill.
For his concerning behaviour.
I think
he may have the coronavirus.
Really?
He's self-isolated. Jane, you brought
to
the table.
He's bored to tears.
And he's off his Instagram, is it? Which is very good.
Yes.
We've picked a couple of choice bits. Right. Here he is cuddling a duck.
I don't know if he's ever cuddled a duck. This is Charlie. Loves cuddling. It's very soothing for Charlie. And probably more soothing for me. Say hello, Charlie.
Good
don't be shy. You gorgeous duck.
Come on, Sam.
Okay. Well, cuddling a duck could be a euphemism now, really, for something right. else, couldn't it? I'm going to go and cuddle a duck.
Yeah, like one of those old men, those lonely old men who sits on a park bench and chucking bread at ducks.
Don't say
what
that.
What was the other one? There's another one, Jane.
Yes, he was laundering his sneakers. He lined them all up on a windsill. He made them all fresh and clean and even. Well, let's have a listen. He had a sneak.
Well, like a lot of the world, I'm kind of in self-isolation at the moment. So what to do? Well, yesterday I did something really useful. I laundered all my sneakers. And I made quite a discovery. I didn't realize I had so many shoes that are pretty much exactly the same. But boy, do they smell good. Well, I can't really go anywhere much in them, so I'm in my slippers. And I'm doing fine, and I hope you are too.
I'm not sure you're doing fine.
No, he is, and he's very caring. He always wants to know how we're all doing. Is there an update?
There is.
This one, hot off the press, has just come in. Right. Again, we need to find this guy and get him help quickly.
Here he is.
There's no one around to annoy, so what the hell? I'm going to read a poem aloud. You might like it. I don't know. I wasn't much of a hand for the boudoirs. I was to be found where the food was. Does anybody want any flotsam? I've got some. Does anybody want any jetsam? I can get some. Don't set me down as vainglorious. I'm just a little euphorious. Sorry. Anyway, it's by Ogden Nash. And there's nothing else to do.
Sam, I'm worried about him.
All right.
Don't be worried.
Oh, I think we've got time for another one, Jane.
Yes.
Have we? Yes. Yep. All right. Is it in the same vein? Is it Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes, it's a good grab. This guy is going a bit nutty too.
He's isolated himself with his mates. Have a listen.
Well, his mates, by the way.
So
his mates are a couple of miniature horses, you have to know, which he has running through his house.
All right, let's take a listen.
Okay, no one is allowed out, especially someone that is like 72 years old. After you're 65, you're not allowed out of the house anymore in California, so we stay home. Oh, yeah, that's yummy. I eat with the whiskey, and there's Lulu. Look at that beautiful smile she has. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, the yummies, huh? Mwah. Yeah, whiskey. Now I have both of you. No biting? Okay, you got to get along.
Wow. I think he should move in with Sam Neill.
That's right.
And we film it. It'll be the greatest
reality
show.
But I would love that with all their animals. Yeah. Did he just pash the donkey or
sounds
the
like
miniature
it.
Pony?
He was
whiskey
feeding
or Lulu.
It, but you know, who knows what goes on in the
Hey, there's plenty more clowns in there, Mickey.
Give us a call, 133-53. If you want to get amongst it, let us know.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
The great Michael Gudinski is going to join us in about 15, 20 minutes. Lawrence Mooney in the second hour. Song Whisperer as well. It's a full show.
We've got a couple of loose cannons on deck today.
We do.
Strap yourself in. Sit on your helmets, everyone. Hey, Jane, you want to kick it off?
Yes, I do. I would like to, it's my own clowning. Can I clown?
What's happening?
The supermarket. I won't name which one because they're all the same because everybody's on restrictions. Mm. All I wanted was some tissues. I get in there at 8 o'clock. No, 9 o'clock because all the pensioners get in first. Now, there must be a lot of pensioners in my area. No toilet paper at all. No tissues, no serviettes, no paper towels. Actually, it was 8:30. So I'm at the end. I go, oh, my God, have I found this? And you know those little one-packet things that you, this personal
little
tissue
packets?
Yeah,
the tiny ones. Putting
your hand down. So I thought, I'll grab four of those little packets. I'm going through. Almost an alarm went off. Everyone's looking at me. I go, what's happened? She goes, no, this won't. You can't take those. Too many tissues. I've got those little pissy packers. Well, that's not even a
who's saying
packet.
This to you?
The checkout chick.
Oh.
And I said, call the manager. Go and call the manager. Manager comes over. He goes, no, madam, I'm sorry. You cannot have four little packets of tissues because they're still counted as tissues. So, please. I mean, the world's
Jane,
gone.
You're
the
a
woman
hoarder.
Behind me yeah. said,
you're a dirty,
I will take
hoarder.
Two. I'm not a hoarder.
You're
everyone.
A hoarder. You're part of the problem.
I'm not part of the problem.
I'm sure you organised those buses that went up. I'm sure you're on one of those buses that went up to the country.
Oh, no,
rifle through
that's
all that
true.
Stuff. Hey, what about, tell us about the old document.
There was a woman there. I also was standing by the mince. No mince meat of beef there. A woman came up and she looked very worried. She was elderly. I said, are you all right there, dear? And she said, oh, yes. Is there any pork? I said, yes. Look, there's pork mince here. And she said, I don't want pork mince. I want pork chops. I
like
said,
you're
well,
an idiot.
Whoa, okay. Jeez. Steady.
Back off.
Not pork chops.
Did you punch on? Did you punch on?
I didn't. I said, I was over there and said, do you work here? I mean, look, there's a problem with old people, isn't there?
There is a problem with old people. And
they're not happy.
And in supermarkets in particular. So you brought to the table one. Who was that?
This is the English woman. She was furious at the behaviour of shoppers who'd raided her toilet paper. Her language gets a little fruity.
All right, take a listen.
Now, everybody's going mad buying all the toilet rolls up. Why? Don't you normally buy them? The stores should be letting people only have one per customer. No, but the stores are greedy bastards, and they're not. Now, all start crying within the next week or so when the toilet prices double. Well, we'll see about that. You'll all be using newspaper like we did in the war.
That's true. But it wasn't. There's an Italian nonna who was also upset, wasn't she?
Maybe? Yes, that's right. Nonna, I think, as she's known on social media, and she's arced up too.
Hey, Nonna, what's wrong? You don't look happy.
Because we've been here to the house to buy something. It doesn't have nothing. You can't find nothing.
All the shelves are empty.
Yeah, all the shelves. The wall, that's
f***ed. What's wrong?
The wall, it's
f***ed. Yeah, I agree. Oh, give me five.
Well said. Hey, Kate's on the line. Kate, who do you want to nominate for Clown of the Week?
Oh, my son.
Your son. How old's your son?
18.
Right. What's he do?
He's a chef.
Right. And what's the rumpus?
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, he faked a sick day. Said he had a virus to get out of work.
He's faked coronavirus to get...
He's self-isolating, is he?
Oh, just through day.
Okay. Hey, give her a stimulus package,
Dave.
Yeah.
You've got a Kennedy Malloy stimulus package for calling through, Kate. So how about a $100 Netflix voucher coming your way?
Lovely.
You can choose your own if you want. You can have Netflix or you can have an Uber Eats. Or you can have
fuel voucher as well.
Like. Fuel voucher. What do you want?
Oh, Uber Eats would be great.
Uber Eats.
There's dinner. Yeah.
People love those. People love their Uber Eats.
Right.
Okay, now we're going to change tack a bit, though. We want to clown the students at Macquarie University.
Okay, fire away.
They were busted by their teacher during a lecture for some, how do we put it, below the belt action.
It was a wristy.
I wasn't going to use that expression.
Sure.
Oh, that's
colloquial.
Okay. Really?
Wristy,
right.
Possibly,
I don't even think
possibly
it's
a reach around.
Let's have a listen to the lecturer, how she feels.
So, I know that precedent is a very sexy topic. I love it when my audiences are excited and animated and engaged, but there's a limit to that. So that being said, dear Lord, if you'd like to have special love time with your partner, there are some perfectly sanitized and malleable beanbags over at Muse. Oh. And this is the second time I'm saying this in my career. No below the belt touching in my lecture theatre, please.
What?
I'm not going to name and shame. This is a mentoring unit, so I will give some sort of mentorship here. The strategic placement of the hoodie on the lap only draws the eye more.
Oh, man. I'm thinking about going back to uni as an older age student.
I love the gasps of the other students at the time.
I love the way she describes it as special love time. I've never heard a hand job described like that before.
And the special placement of a hoodie.
Yeah, well.
do we need to get somebody in the studio?
Yes. Get in here.
I think
Jane,
we do.
We'll finish this off.
Member of our staff is being
I don't think he knows why we're calling him in.
James.
James, hey we're going to clown you.
Oh, okay.
What have you done to your hand? What have you done to your wrist?
What are you wearing?
Okay, so this is a $60 wrist widget, which is just keeping all of the little bones in my wrist together.
Your wrist you've got a sore wrist.
I've got RSI. It
wasn't special love time.
Self-isolating.
Non-dominant hand. So
is this what happens? Non-dominant. Hang on.
Mate, what are you doing?
From you? Why have you got a sore wrist?
Yeah. Well, I'm interested that you've injured yourself.
What terrible injury? What were you doing? You're rock climbing or something?
Yeah. Uber is doing these trials around the country of share bikes that are electronic bikes. I've gotten into them quite enthusiastically. It is the brake pedal, though, that seems to have caused RSI after about a week or so.
What do you mean the brake pedal?
What do you mean?
Pedal?
Like the left brake handle.
Like when you ride a normal bike.
Squeezing the brakes on the handle.
Yes.
Oh, has strained your...
You have to wear that on your wrist.
I've got an appointment tomorow at 8 a.m. to follow up.
That is the saddest.
You were taking up coronavirus appointments,
exactly.
Mate, with that stupid thing.
That is... hard enough.
Okay. Yeah.
How did you get to work today?
I got on the bike again because I've got the wrist widget, so it's all good to do it.
I hope it's all uphill because I don't like the chance of using your brake. We got Michael Gudinski. He'll be appalled by that. He's on the phone right after this.
Drive home. That's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
He's always ahead of the curve, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's always out there, frontline troops, ringing him from somewhere. Where does he know? He's ringing in now. Michael.
Hello.
Oh, Michael, how are you?
You've never failed to disappoint.
I was depressed.
Oh. Well, of course you're depressed.
I know you're depressed. I tell you what. It's terrible. Yeah.
I tell you, one of the magic moments, the last big public event in Melbourne was absolute genius, and it had nothing to do with me, Mick and Jane. I can't take false credit.
What was it?
New Order. Oh. Before they went on the other night at the bowl, they played R.E.M., It's the End of the World as We Know It. Yeah. And all this week I feel fine until today I've hit the wall. But Michael, after you hearing one of my great anthems, which I've been talking, which I can't sing because we're having our floors cleaned so much, Don't You Slip.
Did you play up?
Good to hear from you. I gather I'm not in the studio because we're all socially distanced like Carlton were in the first quarter last night.
I don't think you're going to bring that up.
Stream of consciousness like rant from Michael Gudinski.
Michael.
Hey, Michael, can I ask you, have you ever seen a time like this in live music where it's been as depressing as this?
Financially, yes, but in the real world picture, never. And it's something that'll never happen in our lifetimes. But look, music, it's normally an up vibe. I mean, we're a family company. We can stand strong. It's about worrying about the independents, the roadies, even people in theatre, which my wife loves. I've always said, Sue, you want to go to the theatre? I'll buy
Sue
loves tickets.
The theatre.
I'm not going.
Don't worry. Sue and I love a musical.
You would never go to a musical.
I'm calling from the Frontier Relief Office.
Are you?
And there's a song I asked to play. You've already cheered me up. I'm going to come good because I have been the Clown of the Week a while ago. Thanks for that, Nick.
You might be again, I reckon.
The song of the week for me is Mercy Mercy, which is the hottest new band, and I'm pretty good pick, as you said before.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the song's called Don't F Up, so when I suggested to James, your producer, we play it, he nearly passed out.
Don't worry, we got the Teskey Brothers we're playing for.
Hey, Michael.
You, so
no, it's
worry.
All good.
Michael.
Now, Mick, I've got a question. I'm running this interview as usual.
Yeah, well,
yes. Now, Mick, have you invented a new version of Advanced Hair?
It's quite the look, isn't it?
I lost a bet. You know how it works. I've had the hair done. I think I look like someone from Haircut 100.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right.
Someone said Pepe Le Pew.
Oh, yeah. Flock of Seagulls.
Flock of Seagulls. What?
Well, after I ran, I used to love that song. I've been put off it forever.
You would have loved it. I would love to get your hooks into them. Hey, now, listen to me. Have you cancelled any live tours coming up?
Everything.
Everything. What about the Killers?
Postponed.
On hold.
It's not funny stuff, mate.
It's not funny stuff, and that's why I'm asking you.
And Michael, every sector of the industry, and it does include, but it includes production crews and managers,
everything.
booking agents, hospitality.
It's not just the entertainment business, let's face it, Jane. It's the whole world.
Yeah.
You see what's just happened in Los Angeles and Philadelphia. Shut down. So, look, it's a much bigger thing than entertainment, but I'm very concerned and doing everything I can to help.
Because, you're an optimist, Michael, so what is the silver lining? What can we look forward to? Well, for a start,
I've learnt new technology because of this. Zoom. Let's go back to
my
own room. Well, I don't know. You know I don't send my own emails, but I dictate
them. Let's go back to my
dictated
room, really.
But not read. So I've sent a note to all of our staff who we love, most of whom are working from home, that I'm now on technology called Zoom. So I can check on you at any time.
Hey, I can't wait to listen to the black box recording of this interview. It's going to be great fun.
I'm glad you guys are still vibing, though.
We're still having fun, mate. Because it's important now, too, because live performance is pretty much how musicians make their money these days, don't they? It used to be records and CDs and all that.
But lucky I was in both businesses.
Oh, mate, you always seem to jump off at the right time.
How can we help? How can everybody help?
Look, I think people have just got to first of all, we can't do things without crowds. We don't own rights like the football, I must admit. Very interesting. I'll be very careful with sledging the way football is at the moment because you can hear everything. But in all seriousness, look, Support Act is a marvellous organisation. I've mostly been the biggest donor to it since it started. And look, it's
Are online concerts an option?
We're talking, you know, Eddie's got his desk. We're talking about Gadinski's backyard.
Oh, I like it.
I love that.
Okay, cool. But hang on, here's an idea for you too, Michael. I think you should open your doors and let all Australian bands who need to stay at your house.
We did that.
The Living End,
we did.
Tell Braithwaite, Midnight Oil. How much fun would that be?
You know what? We did that on our 60th birthdays. We had three nights, a day off between each night. Yep. We had bands blaring, breaking glasses because we had the Rubens, we had Jimmy Diesel and Farnham, but in all seriousness.
Me and John Elliott got kicked out.
John Elliott?
Me and John Elliott, for different reasons.
You would have kicked yourself out, I would have let John Elliott in. But seriously, that's your question. As far as things like, maybe... I don't think the house is appropriate, but up near the famous Hanging Rock.
Yeah. Well, that's a brilliant venue.
Road, sweet disposition.
Off the grid. Yeah.
We could have distancing, but I think it's a great opportunity for Australian artists to actually get the chance to be front of stage.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's some great music around. I mean... Violent Soho, who are mostly the biggest rock band in the country, and soon behind them the DMAs. There's a lot of new music, and Spotify, these things will relish. Obviously,
true, true.
Netflix, if you want to watch something good fun. I've never thought I think, Matt, I've done a better job than you. I've had one gig in New Zealand recently with 24 people. Portel wasn't there. If you watch the great ZZ Top documentary
on
Netflix,
there's some good documentaries.
Incredible. And there's a shot with the curtains open, and there's one person there.
Well, that'd be right today. Michael, thank you for your time. We're going to play your Teskey Brothers
in just
a moment.
Yep.
Go and have a lie down. You're in your own, aren't you? You're in your
own. We'll think of something. It'll be okay. Yeah. We'll work it out somehow.
We've had to cancel the Spice Girls and Beyonce and match cancelled Kanye West. Thanks for cheering me up. Everyone keep the faith.
You got it.
These are tough times.
I'll be round in
the eye. We love you more. Cheers. Yeah.
Okay.
Supportact.org.au too, that's website. That's Michael Gadinski.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
Kennedy Malloy's
Apocalypse Watch.
133353, if you've got anything to contribute. Troy's on the line now. How are you, Troy? What's going on?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. What's happening?
Good.
I just want to clown my parents and Alan Jones. Because my parents get, especially my dad, gets all his expertise from the expert Alan Jones. He thinks that the whole thing's a conspiracy.
Okay.
And they're in their 80s, and we've been arguing with them and fighting with them to stay home and just take it easy. But, he still goes to the pub and still, it's just driving me mad.
No.
That's no good.
No. Can I tell you? It's the opposite at my place. So my mother.
Mm. How is Wendy going?
Pie face is great. She's holed up at home in self-isolation.
Is she? Mm.
My bins are overflowing.
Oh,
How's your washing?
No one's put my bins up. Empty. The washing basket's overflowing.
Oh, my God. How disastrous for you.
Couldn't she just come in, open the door, grab the basket and go back to
the isolation? That is shocking.
Not ideal.
Do you know, I relate to that. My girlfriend, Pierre, her mum went and played tennis the other day and then played bridge. She's in her early 80s and just doesn't see what all the fuss is about.
It'll be all right. We went through this back in the 40s. Hey, what about a stimulus package
for Troy?
Yes, Troy. Give it to your parents.
My mother just beat cancer too.
This is what I mean.
She's done all the heavy lifting.
What are they doing?
Yeah.
You've got a Kennedy Malloy stimulus package. Choose from these.
KO, Netflix. You got $100 in fuel or Uber Eats. Whatever you want, Troy, you've got it.
I will go to Uber Eats.
Yeah, well, Uber Eats.
Hey, a popular choice today.
Army marches on its stomach.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. All right, exactly. Troy. Thanks. Now, I think we need to open Club COVID-19.
Yeah, good idea.
COVID-19! Maddie Dowers, I reckon. About time he self-isolated after that
good,
one.
He's awesome. A good singer.
He does a lot of good work, but yeah. I don't think
I love it.
Come on, Maddie. He's better than
that. I've got one.
He struggled to get up there for the top, one, didn't he? Oh. Yes, Jane. What?
What about COVID-19?
Oh, Steely Dan.
Yeah. Oh, you don't like Steely. Oh, you don't like anyone.
Nick would like Steely Dan.
He's called Steely.
Steely Dan. They're a great band.
This is my son, Steely.
It's a band.
Maybe Superman. You can have Superman. Oh, God. Call himself. What's your nickname? Hey. Steely.
Bad. Steely. Strong.
Hey, can we get on to Club COVID?
Yes.
Yes. Well, there's a new member joined. We're inducting into the coronavirus club.
It's royal.
It's royal, Jane. It is Prince Albert of Monaco.
Oh, no kidding.
Has officially got the bug. He tested positive for coronavirus, but his health is not a cause for concern.
No, I'll tell you what's a cause for concern. As you know, in Monaco, Formula One Grand Prix, off.
Gone. Monaco, that's their
Prince
flagship
Albert.
Event.
Yeah.
It's all his fault.
Yeah.
Can I say, if you have to self-isolate at your own home, he's probably got a good one.
Yeah, true.
I think it's a castle.
Lots of rooms.
It's a castle that looks over a principality.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right,
lots
then.
Of servants.
He's pretending just so he can stay home, I reckon.
Well done.
Oh, I can't come out. Just got to stay here all day.
Totally correct.
Hey, we're mucking around, but we should take care of older members of the community friends of ours and those people we like. Yes. And you should all do this. You should check in from time to time. And just ring up and say hi. Are you okay?
I agree.
And
it is a good thing to do. It makes you feel better doing it.
People in the community. Let's do it now.
Can we ring this person?
Can you ring, please?
Okay. Well, I'll just put the numbers in the phone here, and let's just ring this person here now.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Glenn Robbins. Glenn.
Hang on.
Yeah, is that?
Hello, Glenn.
It's Mick. It's Mick and Jane.
You're live to air, Glenn. We just thought we'd let you know.
Oh, yeah, you're on air, by the way. Hey,
won something?
No, you haven't won anything.
Oh, you might win a stimulus package.
Yeah. You might have one coming your way. Hey, how are you? Were you good?
Just checking in.
What do you mean, how am I? What are you getting at? What are you?
I'm not doing it. Well, you're a friend of mine, and I hadn't heard from you for a while.
You never ring me.
Settle down.
Are you inferring that I am?
I just want to know, is there anything we can do for you? Do you want us to bring you something?
Do you want to bring you something home?
I can swing by on the way home from the show and drop some stuff off. What do you want, some Metamucil?
If you're inferring that I have a senior citizen's card, can I just say life for me is very normal. I played canasta this morning. I made some jam. I'm attending to my herb garden and I'm about to have a sherry, so don't think, you know, anything's different for me.
But it was just you know how it is, because we love you, and we think you're a national treasure, and we'd think we need to look at
Glenn,
times like this, we've got to get around the elderly.
Have you got enough tea bags, Glenn? That's what I'm worried about.
But, you know, I'm fine.
Right. What about Bickies?
I just bought some Bickies. It's funny, I went to the supermarket and when you stand in front and there's something on
the
shelf.
Time? Between 6 and 7 in the morning?
Was it the early shift?
Was it the early elderly shop?
If you want a bit of a wrestle, if you want a bit of, you know, cage fighting, just go to a supermarket and you get into a cracker with a couple of 80-year-olds going at it on the floor.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's shocking.
Glenn does love a Bickie. In fact, the last time I saw Glenn dirty up, we were at a quite prestigious golf club and they presented him his tea and he came back and he was fuming. What happened to you? He goes, some FNC stole my Bicky. All the things in the world to get.
Yeah, well, how are you doing, Mickey? I mean, I've toured with you. I know the reality of what you're capable of. Can't own a shirt, can't put washing on. Yeah. I dare say you'd be trouble. How are you going in the, you know, the toilet department?
In the underwear department.
Put it this way, it's a bit hard to get a lap dance when you have to stay 1.5 metres away from anyone at any given time, you know what I mean? Life's difficult for me.
I was going to say, what about people in the bush?
Well, you know who's in self-isolation with me now?
Not Russell Crowe.
He was up with Tom Hanks, of all people, giving him a doing a bit of a tour,
yeah.
And him and Rita, and they got a bit, you know, cuddly late at night because they only had the one tent. And
is he there?
Yeah, and he's, I'll just get him. He's out the back doing something for him. Russell,
this is unbelievable.
Mick and Jane want to speak to you.
Russell, what?
This is huge.
Yeah, coming. He's coming now.
Yeah, it's Mick and Jane.
Hey, Russell Coyte, what can I do for you?
Russell, we're just concerned. We're just checking in. We just want to make sure you're doing okay. And
I feel for everyone at the moment. You know, people going into self isolation. I've spent a lot of time alone in the bush, and you know, I get by. And there are things you can do that really fill in the time.
Okay.
There are things you can do. But I can tell you something. I've heard. You guys are having a bit of a problem with your toilet paper.
We've got a bush trick.
Have you got a trick from the bush?
Well, you've got everything you need in your own backyard. If you just want to go out, if you've got a nice ghost gum, pull a bit of bark off. I would go for a nice stick, a pointy stick. You can just old bit of rope, use it like a floss.
like flossing your butt.
A piece of rope, wow. That wouldn't be very nice.
No, well, these are tough times, and if all else fails, maybe a little furry, you know, obliging furry animal.
Will you look after Glenn?
Can you keep an eye on Glenn for us?
Yes, please look after him.
Don't tell him. He's a bit of an old bastard. He's an old.
It's about time he was recognised for all the things he's done for this industry.
He's a very old man.
It's about time that people stood up and gave him a bloody logo or something. It's about time that. But about time you people recognise, you know, what he's given. He made this country. He made this comedy industry. I'm saying it as I'm. He wouldn't say it.
No.
He will not say it. But you, Mick Molloy, you half-assed, come along, Johnny, come lately. But, you know, Glenn's been, you know, doing the hard work. Where's Uncle Arthur? Where's the classic character?
He should be in self-isolation. He's a prime candidate.
Yeah, that's
hey,
point.
Hey, Glenn or Russell, whoever
I'll
you are.
I'll put Glenn back on. Hang on.
Okay, here we go.
Hang on. Yeah, that was a bit. You got a bit excited there, didn't you?
Sorry.
Anyway, thanks for the call.
Hey, he's a big fan of yours.
Glenn, stay well. This is all Mick's idea, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. I am legal. I can go at the supermarkets in the morning and you know.
Can you get me some toilet paper, please?
All right.
Well, you know, we'll see what we can do.
Okay, right. Glenn, thanks. And we just give us a call if you feel you need to just check in with someone anytime.
And if you need a shirt ironed or some washing put on, Mick, you give me a call.
The great Glenn Robbins. Lawrence Mooney next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
Yeah, baby, we have one more hour and then we are going to go cocoa bananas. It's been the end of a very tough week in the history of this country. Mm. I suggest you all go out and get blotter.
Oh, yes.
Responsible.
It's the only sensible thing
go
to do.
Go and have fun.
Go and
all
that's
of
where
you.
Drinking originated in places. Oh, I'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Moon Man will have something to chip in on this.
You sound very educated on the subject, matter.
On the culture of drinking and its history.
Yes.
I have done some research.
You've got a
living,
thesis in it.
Breathing research. Hey, I mentioned Lawrence Mooney. He'll be up very soon on the big program. Good to catch up with Lawrence.
Love him.
I used to love it. Every Wednesday he was
I miss the moon, man.
Then he went and got all hoity-toity and set off.
He turned all Sydney on it.
Turned on Drive Time Performance. Never seen a guy leave it so quickly. Thanks.
See ya.
Waiter, check please. Hey, Week in Review is coming up, Jane Kennedy. The song, we're about to launch it now. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. But before we get to Lawrence, I just quickly need to bring in Song Whisperer.
Yes, you do.
Jane, the Song Whisperer.
And when Lawrence will have a go at this, he's good at this. His musical knowledge.
Probably get excellent. It.
So if I hear Taylor Woe today.
No Taylor Woe.
If I hear Taylor Woe, I said to you, make it upbeat. Mm. We're sick of it. We're sick of your antics, your academic hoity-toity.
Yeah.
Everyone's hoity-toity today to you.
So,
settle down.
He's just trying to keep things simple.
Yeah.
Can you please give us the synopsis of today's song?
This song is about the importance of saying I love you. It's about knowing the nature of one's heart, but being unable to express those feelings. Whether through fear of rejection or fear of inadequacy, confusion reigns and the moments are missed. If you're waiting for the right time to tell someone you love them, know this. Now is the right time.
Puppy love. Puppy love. Is it puppy
love? Johnny Osmond. No, Jimmy Osmond.
Jimmy Osmond.
And they call it.
Dave?
Not puppy love.
Is it Savage Garden?
Not Savage Garden.
Jane?
Is it Like a Virgin by Madonna?
Not Madonna.
Like a Virgin. All right. Well,
that's
all right. It's out 1-3-3-5-3. Get on board. Yeah. What's up for stakes?
How's this? It's a $1,000 Flight Centre gift card to give away. It gives you the opportunity to holiday here in Australia as well. $1,000.
Well,
are you holidaying anywhere, Dave? Have you decided
I haven't put anywhere in concrete yet, but I would love to visit the northwest of Australia, right up the top, somewhere west. Like, I'm thinking Broome. I think I'm going to
I don't think you can handle it.
You don't think I'm
nah for it? No, I'd go somewhere
safer.
Broome
is the best ever. Yes.
Right.
No, all
right.
Ride a camel.
Handle it. Okay.
Ride a camel. Watch out. The camel teams fight. They hate each other.
What do you mean?
There's three different camel teams, and it
pick the red one.
Kneecaps have been broken. Go red. Choose wisely. Choose wisely. You could be done in a camel drive-by. Right. Hey, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
Last time Lawrence Mooney was in, our attention shifted to Russell Crowe's climate change TV spots during the Firefight Australia telecast.
The change in climate can be seen in the extremes of those fluctuations and in the increase of extreme weather events.
That's climate change in a nutshell.
Thank you, Russell.
Do you like the way I say fluctuation?
I just
love it. Are you fluctuating?
Thank you for that explanation.
Please welcome back to the show legend of Australian comedy and Triple M Sydney's Moon Man in the Morning, Lawrence Mooney.
There he is. It's very nice to be here. Thank you very much. Can I have a crack at the song?
Yes, please. Right. Go for it.
Give it a bash.
I am feeling like it might be Rupert Holmes' Escape, a.k.a. the Pina Colada song.
I like the proper name that you've given that song.
Pina Colada.
I wish it was, because then we'd have to play the whole thing on Triple M. If you like pina
coladas. Yes!
Is that your karaoke song?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, of course, he advertises for a bit on the side, you know, Ashley Madison style. And the person that responds to the ad is his wife.
It's unbelievable.
They meet on a beach and they're both cheating on one another. They don't have a fight. They just sing Pina Colada to each other.
They sing Pina Colada and they see the funny side.
Yeah, they finish that conflict like bonobo monkeys.
Well, that's the follow-up
all
song,
conflict
isn't it?
With lovemaking. Can you imagine if you put an ad in the public notices for another lover and your wife answered, how furious you would be with one another? Oh,
there's no winners there.
No.
There's no fireworks
there is in this song.
And Pina Coladas, no. I'm afraid. It's lawyers at 20 paces. How are you going? Mm. How are you surviving? Now, please tell me you're being careful with your health in this dangerous time. You're not a high-risk taker.
No, I have been previously, and I've got a very robust immune system as a result because I've had a lot of the diseases. But I have been.
You are a walking petri dish.
Absolutely. Syphilis, I laugh in your face. Gonorrhea,
You've got a good supply at home of antibiotics, have you?
Absolutely. I've got the vibromycin here. Non-specific urethritis, bring it on.
So what are you doing? How are you protecting yourself? Are you playing a smart game?
Well, I'm thinking about, you know, I'm trying to contribute to society by thinning the herd and reducing the spread. And so we have taken Maggie, our 7-year-old, out of school and we are locking down. And so Triple M have set up a studio in my study at home. And so I'm coming to you from the study. I am bollocky naked and I'm holding a martini. And this is Radio 2020 style.
The idea that... If you like the idea that you have a study is fascinating to me.
Has
it got like a Captain Cook style table and a big oil painting behind
and a globe?
Are you smoking a pipe at the moment? What's happening?
Let me spin my globe and see where it lands. Tasmania. Can't go there. But who doesn't love a map of Tasmania? A globe.
Oh my
globe. Hey, tell me this. Sad news for the comedy community.
Absolutely.
I think the Adelaide Fringe just got away in time and saw it out, but Melbourne done, I think Sydney done, Brisbane done. Does this leave a big hole in your working life? Because we know what a great stand-up you are and what an important part of the picture it is for you.
Thankfully, yes, I've got another stream of income, which is Triple M. Not on the same money as you, Mick. I'm not on 17 grand a year. So
work your way up the ladder.
My heart does go out to the jobbing comics, many of whom we know that work on the front bar and are guests on your show, who rely on the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, Brisbane and Sydney, or Brisbane's done as well, but Sydney and Perth for an income. And so they're not part of, you know, the stimulus package, although they're sole traders and small business people that run a business, comedians have been largely forgotten. So if you can get onto a streaming device and see a comedian performing in the solitude of their own room and give a donation, that'd be great. But my show Beauty is on hold until later on in the year. Just want to say to all the Moon Man fans out there, we are rescheduling, so you can get a refund or we can reschedule. But Beauty was a pretty good show. I did it in Brisbane and Adelaide, and it was going very well.
I think it's just great to see one of your shows cancelled, and it's not your fault, or it's because you didn't turn up, or because you didn't do that. And the irony of all this is that if you ever wanted to laugh, you know what I mean?
Oh my
God, face
exactly.
of this horrific predicament we find ourselves, it would be great to be able to go along and see some quality comics. Can you hang around, Moon Man?
Yep. Absolutely. Why don't I do a little spot from Beauty up next and see if we can't get some laughs out over the
done.
How good.
I like
Triple
it.
M
that's perfect.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Talking to Lawrence Mooney, who's joined us. We were talking about your live show, Beauty. And is it ironic? What's the...
I love the title.
Of course.
What is it? What does it mean?
The interesting thing is most people don't consider themselves beautiful, even if they are. You know, you can have a classic beauty or a supermodel. And from my long and tortuous journey through dating women and marrying some of them, women don't want to be told they're beautiful. And whenever I've told a woman she's beautiful, Mick, I've always got the same response, and that is, please don't approach me in an underground car park. I will spray you in the eyes. But
you and Mick do have a lot in common.
The concept, I've got a whistle. which I've always thought, does it deter them or attract them? You've got to be careful with that.
The whistle.
The concept of beauty was, of course, started by the Greeks. In 700 BC, they wrote every aspect of human behaviour down. The Greeks started everything, okay? They started putting feta in salad. They started...
all the big ones.
They started using the tradesman's entrance. And
I think that's the greatest achievement, the Greeks. You can fuck everything up. Cop that, Aristotle.
I know. Who came out of the cave with their toga on just going, I've come up with the answer to happiness. Oh, yeah, Plato, what is it? I don't think so, mate. Easy. We're working on high concepts here. No, it's the tradies' entrance, I'll tell you. And the other thing that they perfected was not paying their bills. It's a long time-honoured tradition ending with George Columbaris. Why don't celebrity chefs pay their bills? Seriously, you know, you've got Columbaris, Neil Perry, Bleston... Hester Blumenthal. And of course, my favourite of them all, the perennial teenager, the pucker tucker. Oh, yeah. My wife's got so many cookbooks in our kitchen, my shelves are collapsing. Anyway, I've got $244 million of personal wealth, but Jamie's Italian failed. Ooh, look at that. And I've left £89 million of debt in behind. Anyway, what you do is you get some rosemary and sea salt and crunch it up together. Oh, isn't that lovely? I'm going to get me Aston Martin now, and F you, pay your own bills.
You make a good point. You make a good
point. 14-year-old tool. Yeah. But let's just go back to the Greeks.
Yes, please.
So Aphrodite is the goddess of love, passion, and beauty. Mm. And the way that she was created, and there's all sorts of different Greek mythologies, and I studied them at drama school, is her father, Uranus, who is also the father of comedy for year 10 students. I mean, who didn't just absolutely slam the desk when they discovered a planet was called Uranus? And up went my hand. Mr. Ong, our Malaysian science teacher, what's the diameter of Uranus? Mooney, get out, get out. And that was the start of it. I heard the laughter. And
you're away.
It became a bug that I couldn't get rid of. But Uranus and Gaia, Mother Earth, they created the Titans. And Uranus banished the Titans to the underworld. And Gaia, like all married women, planned to kill her husband.
Yeah.
All married. You hear that laughter, Mick?
Yes, yes.
Knowing laughter from Jane.
Everyone thought about it.
Anyway, so she got angry with Uranus and got her son Kronos to kill him. Now, this is how the way Kronos decided to kill Uranus. Cut off his testicles and threw them into the sea. Now, this is a true Greek mythology myth, and so the sea, the brackish waters, mixed with Uranus's testicles, creating a foam and spume. And so when you go down to the beach and the waves are breaking, that's the foam created by Uranus's testicles. And from that arose Aphrodite, beautiful in every measure.
Okay. Now,
the Greeks don't describe her, and that's what beauty in the eye of the beholder is. Now, this is the interesting thing, how the Greek mythology still applies. She arose from the foam, beautiful in every measure. Women still do that. They kick back the hair.
Sure.
It's dragged over the back of the head in tresses as they emerge from the water and they just look at you.
Yes. Mm.
But men, they emerge from the water perpendicular. They end up with a dumb and dumber fringe, a piece of snot hanging out of the nose, and a bit of a wink. G'day, sweetie. Come here often, do you? And in honour of Uranus, they still emerge from the water with a ball hanging out of their speedos or board shorts.
And shrunken and thus, as well.
The myth is perfect. It still applies.
Good on you, Eight Moon Man. It's a pleasure. That was educational too.
Yeah, it was.
We'll provide a fact sheet on our website. So always a pleasure to catch up. How's it going in the mornings, mate? Moon Man in the mornings. It's the new kid in town in summer, let me tell you.
We're having a great time and, you know, 3:30 withstanding when the alarm goes off, everything's pretty good. So you guys. I didn't turn my back on you. I just ran away. It was like a hostage situation.
Catch you soon, buddy.
Moonman in the morning, by the way, is aired nationally across Australia on the weekends across the Triple M network, triplem.com.au for time.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It is, and it's all thanks to Lucroff Super, which make it easy to take your super with you, lucroff.com.au.
That's it. You're portable. You can go anywhere you like because you've got, Lucroff riding shotgun, looking out for you. Part of the team is how I would describe them. And thank you, Lucroff, for being part of our show.
Thank you. It's been the last time for this moment.
Well, no, they're going to join us again next week.
They're back again for another week.
They know a good investment when they see it.
Oh, thank you.
They've put all their chips into the Kennedy Malloy basket. I can't speak highly enough of this bunch. And as we all know, I think in every spare moment at the moment, you're thinking about security.
Yeah.
You're thinking about your future. You're thinking about where to go. How we get out of this.
Mm.
You know what? These guys will be all over it. And when the market returns, bang, they'll be front and centre. They're an industry super fund, so they're cautious by nature. They're not about to go and do anything reckless with your money.
They'll do something good too. They'll find your lost super,
and that's
probably the best time you need your lost super.
Wouldn't
that
be great at the moment? Wouldn't that be great just to get a call from Lucroff going, you're not going to believe this?
Yeah. We found a couple of grand.
Yeah, exactly.
Look what you've got.
And it's a distinct possibility. They'll help you with investment choices, retirement planning. I must give them Glenn Robbins' number. Because he...
Careful.
Pension arrangements again.
Yeah.
That's it.
Get Glenn to maybe... Glenn could front.
He could be the face of it, couldn't he?
He's very good.
The face of Lucroff.
Thank you, Lucroff. You're bloody great. And as we go away for the weekend, you know, wouldn't it be great to know that your future was taken care of? These guys can do it.
Well, you can find out more and you can read the PDS. That's at lucrf.com.au. Now, this time of the week, guys, on Kennedy Malloy, we look to Matty Dower on the Pots and Pans.
We've got the Song Whisperer coming up too, by the way. Can I just mention that? We haven't got... He's gone missing in action, but he will be back shortly.
All right, so be ready to ring 1-3-3-5-3. So he puts together what we call the week in review. And as you like to point out, Mick, it's normally mostly you. Your best bit.
I'm well represented.
Here it is.
We started the week with an anxious last-minute return to the country from across the ditch for Mick.
I snuck in with 2 hours to spare.
2 hours?
2 hours. The deadline was 12 before I would have had to have self-reported for 2 weeks. So it was a business trip to New Zealand and all went well.
A business trip because there's vision of you. In the background of a breaking news story.
I do remember seeing the Channel 9 cameras.
I'll tell you what people did see. They saw golf clubs.
You can't be sure they're golf clubs. And in fact, Rob was there and I think he would back me up 100%.
So Rob Sitch joined us.
Got a lot done and just straight back in, having completed our task.
There's some kind of rumour going around that there was golf involved.
A little bit of congratulations are in order.
I'm trying to keep a lid on it and I don't want anyone to know, but I came third in a rather prestigious golf competition.
I thought that Mick would get the equivalent of a participation ribbon. We hopped on the plane and then the chief purser gets on the command system and says, ladies and gentlemen, a couple of members of this plane have done Australia proud.
Thanks for blowing the whistle, Robert.
Avoid live cross cameras in future.
Lawyer and Australian advisor to WikiLeaks Julian Assange, Greg Barnes updated us on his plight.
This is a beacon, if you like, for all journalists around the world, because what the Americans are saying is, if you publish something we don't like, doesn't matter where you are in the world, we'll come and nab you and we will try and get you extradited to the United States.
How did you meet Mick Molloy? Do you know Mick?
I did. Thanks, Jane. I met Mick through a mutual acquaintance.
Stand by. You might have to advise him one day.
An exciting development came out of Queensland.
Give me some fireworks. Well done, Queensland! University of Queensland Clinical Research Director Professor David Patterson has seen two drugs used to treat other conditions wipe out the novel coronavirus in a test.
Yes.
And hope to have patients enrolled in a nationwide trial by the end of the month. Pretty Queensland now I come to think of it. What? They haven't been asked inventing a new drug. They've just gone and rifled through the bottom drawer.
With comedy festivals and gigs being cancelled across the country, Dave O'Neill called in.
I think we're going to have to bask in the street. Or big issue. I don't know. It's one of them.
Shaking hands. Are you doing the Wuhan shuffle? Are you doing elbows?
I find older men still want to shake hands. Anyone over 60. A guy shook my hand the other night. He went, I've just come back from a cruise as he was shaking my hand.
Limo jumped in for Jane on Wednesday and told us about his mum's interesting approach to social distancing.
She was due to fly from Adelaide to come and visit. She's 82, mild asthmatic. Said, you know what? Right. Too risky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She said, yeah.
Good.
You know what she did Saturday night in Adelaide? She went out to the Adelaide Fringe to see Lawrence Mooney in a 600-seat theatre.
Full of Moon Man fans.
They've got at least one communicable disease each.
Coronavirus would be the least of her worries in that crowd.
It was a hectic week for our Apocalypse Watch.
Bunnings Warehouse suspends sausage sizzles. What's wrong with the world?
Are you
That's the end of it. I'm going to move to the mountains, live in a tent.
Here's one you probably haven't heard for Apocalypse Watch. Cat litter. I was in to do my normal shopping, absolutely stripped bare. There wasn't a single bag of cat litter to be had.
Yep. So is that because they're out of toilet paper, people are pooing in cat litter?
Absolutely, yeah. One of the big supermarkets through there the other night, and it's Armageddon sort of thing, and right at the back of the big meat cabinet, just one box. So I had to go and have a look at it. One packet of vegan hamburger. Unmarked.
I'd rather starve.
We thought the PM...
Stop hoarding. Stop it. It's not sensible. It's not helpful.
Sounded a bit like Mick's mum.
Get that beard off.
Oh, stop it.
We checked in with Dave Reynolds on the revised supercar season.
They're suspending the next three rounds up until June again. That's going to start racing again.
You lazy bugger. Here's what happens. There's only one person in the car. Yourself, Oslo. You get out, you put the petrol in, walk down your window, do like we have to do on a daily friggin' basis, princess.
I don't know how to. If it breaks down, I'm not fixing it.
Virus precautions also landed all four of Jane's kids schooling from home.
You're way out in front here because did you or did you not homeschool your children for a year?
Really?
While you took them around the world at the same time.
Rob took the elder students and did the maths, which was a very sensible idea.
I'd love to have been in that class.
I had prep students and I had to try and teach kids the time. It's much harder than you would ever imagine. Or I've got pretty stupid kids.
Well, you're about to revisit the whole
thing. We are revisiting it.
I'd love to be in Rob's maths class. Look, Rob, I spelled boobs on my calculator.
With COVID-19 dominating headlines, who better to get on the line than the voice of the next generation?
Hello, Mika.
Greta Thunberg.
I'm going on police watch at the supermarket to make sure no people are taking too much toilet paper.
Are you a one-ply girl?
A very recycled one-ply girl. Please don't use three-ply.
All right, stop yelling. Give her a case of Brick Lane.
Yeah,
coming your way.
Oh, thank you. I'm nearly 18.
And as animals started reclaiming the streets around the globe, we checked in with Dr. Chris Brown.
They've just decided that, look, you guys have mucked it up. We're going to take charge now.
Are they cheating on each other? Would a monkey eat another monkey? Discuss.
But in a week of many bombshells, the show's biggest one would come from Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt.
Mick was actually a fantastic schoolboy cricketer who made one of the best schoolboy hundreds I ever saw.
Oh, stop that, Greg.
Big Chapel sort of cover drive and
really?
Drive.
Thank you very much.
I just nearly spurted my big zero across the whole keyboard here.
Does it make you proud?
He's joking, isn't
he? He's not joking. No, I was on
you
the Riley
Oval. You made a schoolboy 100, did you?
It was against, let me see if I can remember it. Oh, that's right. There were people moving their cars out of the car park because it was raining balls.
Jesus,
God, okay.
There it is,
that's
the week
a good
in
story.
Review. Oh, I bet.
That's
unbelievable, story. Actually.
He has been known to make up a few stories, Greg Hunt.
Well done, Matty Dower.
Yes, great
again,
job.
He's
love him.
And,
he's coming
and a happy birthday to our lovely Whitney Plowman. She's
Whitney's
not
birthday.
Here because she's self-isolated today,
yes,
but we better say a shout-out.
Oh, I thought she left the show.
No, she's at home.
That's what she's doing.
We hope you like the cupcake.
I thought she stormed out.
She's very much part of the show. No, she's part of the show.
Because she gave me the finger and left, but...
That was the last time.
Really,
that's every day, yeah.
Hey, and what about Jay tomorrow? The big, the...
Jay.
Yeah, 52 tomorrow.
Do we
need
to be calling you tomorrow?
Oh, Jay. Jay, do you want me to swing by your house
we
and
need to
see
look
you're okay?
You. Do you want a care package?
A little care package? No, okay, here we go. Are we going to do it? Get your ass in here. We're going to do the Song Whisperer next.
Be ready to call 1-333-53. If you get it right, you're going to get yourself $1,000 to spend at Flight Centre. Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jay, the Song Whisperer.
Yes, he's back on deck, and he's got some good news for everyone out there. Every single one of the callers in this segment, I like this. We're going to the weekend. It's been a tough week. If we can provide a little bit of sunshine in people, some people's lives, we'll do it. Every single caller today is going to get $100.
Hooray!
Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, the stimulus package.
Stimulus package. Yeah. So that's all of you, regardless. And someone's going on to win the $1,000.
Okay, so the winner gets a $1,000 Flight Centre gift card to spend here in Australia.
How's and that? That's one of the best prizes we've
unbelievable.
Ever had.
Unbelievable. And the stimulus package is Netflix, Fuel, Uber Eats, KO, your choice.
Or Netflix, that's right. So you can choose what you want your $100 in, and we'll do it for you. Shane! Before we get to Shane, the synopsis, please.
This song is about the importance of saying, I love you. It's about knowing the nature of one's heart but being unable to express those feelings. Whether through fear of rejection or fear of inadequacy, confusion reigns and the moments are missed.
That's how I feel.
It's deep.
Confused. That's how you feel. That's how you are all the time.
Inadequate, confused, not sure.
Yep.
If you're waiting for the right time to tell someone you love them, know this. Now is that right time.
All right. With all that on board, Shane, what's the song?
I think it's Tell Her About It by Billy Joel.
Not
Billy Joel.
Tell her about
what?
Oh, no.
What
it's
did you say?
Right. I just said it's not Billy Joel.
That was quick.
Before
settle down.
I'm not a fan of Billy Joel.
Why?
Not a fan of Billy Joel or Elton John.
You know he's not a fan.
You know the worst concert in the world would be? Billy Joel and Elton John on double,
well, that's
by either
wrong.
End of a double end.
Well, they've done it.
Right,
oh, well, that would be
I
my
think
dream.
That's when I went. Kill me now.
No, the piano.
Kill me now. Shane, no dice, but you do have our stimulus package. Good luck with that. Dave's on the line.
G'day.
Hi, Dave. What is the song?
Hello.
Lionel Richie. Hello.
Hello.
Is it me? Why is everybody laughing? Come on, why are you laughing?
Who knows?
It's a great song.
It is.
Don't you feel it in your heart?
Lionel Richie.
Oh, Richie.
All right, yeah. Lionel Richie. Whatever happened to Lionel Richie? He just dropped off.
No, your girlfriend copied this song. Who's your girlfriend that sings
Adele.
She copied
That's
Lionel Richie.
That's not a copy. Take that back.
Hello?
That's just unnecessary.
Sorry, Dave. Not Lionel Richie.
Oh,
your stimulus package, though.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too, man. Love you, mate. Blake.
Yeah, guys, is it Extreme, More Than Words?
Oh. Oh, my God, another great song. Oh, Mick, you'll love this one.
If I was
one
on
of
a
your
beach with in a grass skirt, you get on there with the coconut, it just sounds a bit fruity, doesn't it? It's a bit
fruity?
A bit tropical.
Might be it.
Not great extreme. Harmonies. Oh, it's not Extreme.
Not Extreme. Not...
Package for you, too.
No.
Needs
Thank
more
you.
Cowbell. Sharon.
Sharon.
I just called to say I love you.
Okay,
oh, that's very nice of you.
I just called to say.
There's a legend right there, Stevie Wonder.
There's a legend. One of the greats. He is right up there.
Not Stevie. Sorry, Sharon.
Stuart, what is it?
James Blunt, you're beautiful.
Oh, our mate. He was on the show, wasn't he?
He was.
Thank you very much.
You're beautiful. I would have done that higher.
Oh, you would have done it higher.
I would have gone a third above.
Not James Blunt, but
a Kennedy Malloy stimulus package coming your way. Just tell us what's in it again, Dave.
So you got your choice of KO, Netflix, a fuel voucher, or Uber Eats.
This is unbelievable. This has really put a smile on your dial for the weekend.
I agree.
Okay, let's go. John.
How you going, Mick?
Yeah, I'm going good, mate. What's the song?
One by U2.
U2. Mm. One.
I only had that song ready
to go. One is the
We can't. We can't test out the song, so it's not there.
It's not.
It's
U2.
Not. Sorry. It's not U2. Sorry, John. I'm glad it wasn't. Imagine if it was. Imagine if it was, Dave. Wow.
Yeah.
What were we going
to
do?
Well, I would have gone to the next call.
You would have.
One triple.
Yeah, but if it was, what if that was the song?
Well, it might have been. But I'm looking at the song whisperer, and he's shaking his head, saying, "No, it's not."
You've sung it.
You're giving away.
I wouldn't have sung that song. I'm no good at that.
Matt.
Hello.
Matt, you're a picture of concentration. You're down the business end of proceedings. What's your song?
I think it's Hunters and Collectors, Throw Your Arms Around.
Oh, brilliant song.
It is a good song. It's a beautiful, beautiful song.
It is.
Underrated.
One of the greatest Australian songs of all time.
Not correct.
Not it.
Oh, Matt. Matt. Matt, yeah. You've got a good voice.
Oh, thank you.
Mm. Are you a singer?
No, I'm not a singer. I'm
what do you do? What do you do?
Me, I tell stories to you guys whenever I can.
All right, you're being mysterious. Are you in some kind of police witness protection scheme, Matt?
This sounds weird.
Is Matt your real name?
Okay.
What are you doing?
Still give you a stimulus.
Yeah. Leighton.
Yeah, I reckon Dire Straits, Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, that's a good song. Has Dire Straits dated now, do you think, or has it held up?
No, I think it still holds up.
Yeah.
I reckon. Yeah, great songs.
The Killers did a great version of this song as well.
Yeah, they did.
Can I say something?
What?
Tell us.
Not correct.
Oh. I think people should be aware that we've been playing Australian music all day. I would have thought
you
that
idiots.
Would be a tip-off.
Okay, you don't need to spell it out like that.
Might have been a tip-off.
There was
that
a
it
hint
might
there.
Be an Australian artist if you're thinking of calling in. Kate. Kate.
Hello. Yep. Tip of My Tongue by Diesel. No one my heart wants to sing.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that sounds like the live version he did on our show.
That's good, right. Isn't it?
My words get tangled up in good intentions, but I know what my heart wants to say. Right on the tip of his tongue. Correct.
Bang!
Oh.
$1,000 flight center voucher.
Kate, how good's that? Where would
Thank
you go?
You very
where,
much.
If you're taking a holiday in around Australia, where do you think you'd like to go?
Maybe back to Western Australia.
Western Australia, what a beautiful part of the world that is, like no other.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you got $1,000 to spend. Congratulations, and thanks to the Song Whisperer.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Diesel from Kennedy Malloy.
He's good on the guitar.
Tongue.
Good on the guitar.
Amazing. He's one of Australia's greatest guitarists.
You know who I think's better?
Who's that? The Gypsy Kings.
Well, that's a good way to end the week.
Hey, a little bit of upbeat.
Yeah. I'm going to put that on tonight.
Yeah.
Thanks for the week, everyone.
You have a great weekend. Missed any of the show? Get the catch-up podcast, kennedymalloy.com.au. Next week, Adam Rosenbach, Lee Sales, Russell Howcroft, Denise Scott and more. Kennedy Malloy.
Now that the Kennedy Malloy podcast is all done, time to think about your financial future. Let us help you make informed decisions. Lucraft Super, an industry super fund with low fees and solid success. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au.